joined in the media center by Clay Milliken, who's the preliminary number one qualifier after a 3.694 at 327.74 miles per hour. You had 5 number ones last year, so how's it feel to get out here and get rolling right away?
Well, the honest truth is, I'm just glad that I got to drive the car all the way to the finish line. We made 15 runs in testing, and we never intended on going to the finish line, but I can promise you that in testing, we didn't intend on doing what we did. I actually told Phil earlier, pointing to Phil Burgess here, I told him earlier, we were fantastic in testing last year, and we sucked at Pomona. So we were planning on reversing the roles. It's only one run, and it doesn't mean a lot because it's just one run. But so far, it looks like we might have reversed the roles a little bit. But, you know, first full lap on a brand-new car for us, and I was so ready to lift off the throttle because we made 16 runs where it didn't make it. And I'm like, hey, we're going right down the racetrack here. But if Grubby looks at the throttle position, all that stuff, he may see a little bouncing going on because I'm like, I'm going to have to shut it off any moment. It's bound to, you know, do something. But that's all Grubby and everybody that works on this car. You know, they're just unbelievable. They never got down and out. I mean, you make 15 runs and not really see what you want to see out of it. It's easy to get down about it, but with David Grubnik, the way he runs the car, he definitely runs it 100% different than everybody else out here. And we, you know, have the national record currently, but he's already looking forward. He's looking to push more, and he tried a lot of things in testing. And while we didn't have the results, he kept saying, just let me keep working what I'm doing. Some of the things I tried probably will never be seen again, but some of the things I'm doing, I see something there. Again, it's only one run. As to quote Grubby, once is an anomaly, you know, so it's just one run, and it may not do it again, but it sure was nice to actually pull the parachutes once where it meant something instead of them just falling out because you went through the safety system down there. But I mean, it's a great start. You know, it's typical Grubby. You know, he don't play. When it goes down the racetrack, it usually goes pretty good. And I talked a whole lot for one question.
So what did you think? I mean, the first time it was, you said all the runs and testing, and in the first run, it's not quite what you want. So when did you know on that second run that you were
I mean, pretty much our trouble spot has kind of been the 150 to 250 foot area. And to be honest, once it went past that area, once we got past the 250 foot mark coming up on 330, I knew we were off and running. I will tell you the honest truth, I did not expect to run 369 because we had not made a full run. I expected him to try to just go like 375 or something. But that's typical Grubby. I mean, he doesn't mess around. When he goes down the racetrack, he goes down the racetrack usually pretty good. And I honestly, you know, think that that run will nowhere near hold up because it's going to be cooler Saturday or tomorrow, and Sunday it's going to be cooler. But I also believe in Grubby enough that I think we'll go quicker as well. I mean, once is an anomaly, but that's a hard word for a country boy to say, an anomaly. Anomaly. How you say that?
Anomaly.
Okay. Once is what is that word?
That's Terry McMillan's sponsor, right? Anomaly. Okay.
That's pretty good. You know, his name is officially become Terry Milliken. It says so on his starting line card. So he is officially Terry Milliken now. I saw it on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Right.
So he's my brother.
Clay, is it true that your team switched over from like AG engine combination over to VSR?
To be honest, I mean, we're still AJ block, and we run both AJ heads and DSR heads. We move back and forth. You know, honestly, I don't know what was on the car right then, but we have made spectacular runs with both cylinder heads on the car. And now what is new for us is a DSR chassis. I've been a Brad Hadman guy. This is my 20th year, my 20th birthday. Maybe not. Maybe there's 32 more on top of that. But so 20 years this year, I've been driving Top Fuel cars, and 18 of those have been in a Brad Hadman car. So, you know, Brad retired, and I'm proud he's retired and kicking back and all that. But I was nervous, you know. But the DSR cars are obviously very successful. But David Grubnick does not run his car like everybody else out here. So, you know, you always kind of go, man, I hope he figures it out in a hurry. I had no question he would figure it out. And I think he's certainly made a big step while ago.
So what were you thinking when you finally made this full pass?
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? I mean, because like
you want to know the truth?
No.
369. That thing just went 369 because that's what I did as I went by the scoreboard, which you shouldn't do that, but I did. I knew it was a pretty good run, but I saw it was a 69. I honestly didn't know it was number one qualifier until Whitney and Donna's like, come on, we got to go. It's time to go to the media center. So it's a good thing. It's another green hat. Is it green hat? Yes, a green hat at the moment. But again, tomorrow will be a whole different thing. But Grubby don't care about green hats. We want more yellows. I got a Wally at home that's lonely. He needs a brother. He needs a lot of brothers, actually. He needs a family.
That's fair.
I'm sorry, y'all. I've just been rambling.
No, you're fine. Thank you, Clark.
Thank you guys very much. Again.